Good morning, and welcome to Tech News Briefing, your daily dive into the most impactful headlines from across the digital landscape. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Irohi, here to bring you the stories shaping our world.
On this day in 1956, the term artificial intelligence was first coined at the Dartmouth Summer Research Project on Artificial Intelligence, marking a pivotal moment in the field's formal inception. Fast forward to today, and AI continues to dominate headlines, sometimes with a note of caution. Today, we're covering the latest from Ars Technica, Hacker News, TechCrunch, and others.
Absolutely, Arjiv. We're seeing a push for caution amidst the AI boom.
Indeed. Let's kick things off with some advice for companies navigating the AI revolution. What's the latest from Domo's chief data officer?
Domo's CDO, Ben Schein, is urging companies to resist the iFOMO, the fear of missing out, and instead adopt a slow-mo approach. The message is clear. Rushing into AI initiatives without proper strategy can lead to more problems than solutions. Schein emphasizes thoughtful, deliberate integration over impulsive deployment to ensure long-term value and avoid costly mistakes. It's about strategic planning, not just jumping on the bandwagon.
A pragmatic stance, but it seems some are already feeling the negative effects of less deliberate AI deployment. What's happening in the bug bounty world?
We're seeing a significant issue there. Bug bounty businesses are being bombarded with what's being called AI slop. These are low-quality, often redundant submissions generated by AI, which are straining corporate hacking reward schemes. Security teams are spending excessive time sifting through this never-ending stream of noise, making it harder to identify and address genuine, critical vulnerabilities. It's diluting the effectiveness of these important security programs.
That sounds like a significant operational challenge. And it's not just affecting commercial bug bounties, is it? Even cornerstone open-source projects like Linux are feeling the pressure.
That's absolutely correct. Linus Torvalds, the revered creator of Linux, has publicly stated that AI-powered bug hunters have made the Linux security mailing list almost entirely unmanageable. The influx of automated, frequently inaccurate or duplicate reports is overwhelming the human maintainers who volunteer their time to sift through these submissions. It's a clear indication that while AI can assist, its unbridled application can create more workload than it alleviates in certain contexts.
So, from corporations to open-source communities, the message is that managing AI's output is becoming a major headache. And it seems this apprehension extends to public sentiment as well. What's the word on commencement speeches this year?
Interestingly, there's a growing sentiment that if you're giving a commencement speech in 2026, it might be best to avoid mentioning AI altogether. The consensus is that it's proving tough to get graduating students genuinely excited about a future overwhelmingly shaped by artificial intelligence. There's a palpable sense of apprehension or even weariness among the youth about its implications for their careers and society, suggesting a need for a more nuanced discussion rather than just hype.
That's quite telling about the mood. Despite these concerns, there's still a pervasive sense that AI is, for better or worse, eating the world. What can you tell us about that comprehensive view?
A new report titled, AI Eats the World, provides a detailed look at this exact phenomenon. It's a comprehensive document outlining how artificial intelligence is not just impacting but fundamentally transforming nearly every sector of the economy and society. The report emphasizes AI's deep integration into business processes, consumer products, and infrastructure, asserting that its influence is broad, undeniable, and rapidly expanding across the globe.
A significant transformation indeed. Now, shifting gears from the broad strokes of AI's impact to more specific applications, what's happening with AI glasses?
We're seeing fascinating advancements in hardware, particularly from South Korea. A startup called Leden AR is making waves with its innovative optical technology, building the optics behind the next generation of AI glasses. They've developed a tiny lens, about the size of a thumbnail, that could become the optical backbone for the entire AI glasses era. This technology promises to enable sleeker, more powerful augmented reality experiences, pushing the boundaries of wearable AI.
That sounds like a game changer for wearable tech. And what about AI's expansion into content creation? Amazon's Alexa seems to be leading the charge there.
Yes, Amazon is pushing Alexa Plus into new territory with a powerful new feature that can generate custom podcast episodes on demand. This expands Alexa's role beyond a simple assistant, turning it into a personalized AI content platform. Users can now request specific topics or themes, and Alexa Plus will produce a unique podcast, highlighting the growing trend of AI in bespoke content creation and distribution, making information even more accessible and tailored.
Personalized podcasts on demand, that's quite a leap. It highlights AI's growing role in our daily lives, even down to our morning commutes. What's the latest in the automotive sector concerning AI?
The automotive industry is clearly bracing for what's being dubbed the AI skills arms race. TechCrunch Mobility recently highlighted how the sector is grappling with the urgent need for AI talent and expertise. As vehicles become increasingly autonomous and integrated with AI systems for everything from navigation to predictive maintenance, there's a massive push to acquire and develop the specialized skills needed to innovate and maintain these sophisticated technologies. It's a critical challenge for carmakers worldwide.
A race for talent in a rapidly evolving field. Beyond automotive, AI is also making significant strides in engineering and design. Tell us about GenCAD.
GenCAD is a fascinating open-source project that's essentially bringing generative AI to computer-aided design. It allows engineers and designers to rapidly generate complex 3D models and components based on high-level specifications and constraints. This tool aims to drastically accelerate the design process, enabling quicker iterations and optimization, potentially revolutionizing how new products are conceived and developed by leveraging AI for creative and structural problem-solving.
That's a powerful tool for innovation. Now, let's pivot from AI to cybersecurity and privacy, which remain critical areas of concern. We recently heard about a major security incident involving Grafana Labs.
Indeed, the open-source toolmaker Grafana Labs disclosed that hackers had stolen its codebase. The attackers then threatened to publish their proprietary source code if the company didn't pay a ransom. Grafana Labs has publicly stated its refusal to pay, emphasizing its commitment to not negotiate with cyber criminals and is instead focusing on securing its systems and informing its community. This incident underscores the persistent threat of intellectual property theft for tech companies.
A bold stance against extortion. On the consumer privacy front, there's a new tool making waves. What's Auto Identity Remove?
Auto Identity Remove is a new open-source runner specifically designed for macOS, aimed at automating the process of opting out from data brokers. These brokers collect and sell personal information, and manually requesting removal from each can be incredibly tedious. This tool streamlines that privacy protection effort, allowing users to regain control over their personal data more easily by automating the submission of opt-out requests, which is a significant step for personal digital privacy.
That's a welcome development for anyone concerned about their digital footprint. Speaking of privacy and personal data, what's Apple's plan for Siri's revamp?
Apple's upcoming Siri revamp is rumored to include a major emphasis on privacy, specifically with features like auto-deleting chats. This would mean that conversations with Siri would automatically be purged after a certain period, enhancing user privacy by ensuring that voice interactions aren't permanently stored. This move aligns with Apple's broader commitment to privacy as a core differentiator and addresses growing concerns about how voice assistant data is managed.
Enhanced privacy for Siri users is certainly a positive step. Now, shifting away from AI and security for a moment, let's explore some interesting developments in software and hardware. Tell us about Files.md.
Files.md is being introduced as an open-source alternative to popular note-taking and knowledge management applications like Obsidian. It aims to provide users with a flexible, powerful platform for organizing their thoughts, notes, and documents using plain text markdown files. The open-source nature means community-driven development and greater transparency, appealing to users who prefer self-hosted solutions or want more control over their data and tools, fostering a new ecosystem for personal knowledge management.
An interesting open-source contender in the note-taking space. And for something truly unique, what's this about 16 bytes of x86 code turning Matrix Rain into sound?
This is a fascinating write-up about an incredibly compact piece of x86 assembly code, just 16 bytes, that can manipulate the visual Matrix Rain effect and translate its patterns into audible sound. It's a demonstration of extreme programming efficiency and creativity, showcasing how minimal code can achieve complex sensory outputs. It delves into the low-level mechanics of computing and retrodemescene techniques, pushing the boundaries of what's possible with very limited resources.
That's a truly impressive feat of programming. From minimalist code to complex logic, let's turn to a classic programming paradigm. What's the Prolog Coding Horror about?
Prolog Coding Horror highlights some of the pitfalls and common mistakes encountered when working with Prolog, a declarative logic programming language. The article delves into real-world examples where misunderstood nuances or unexpected behaviors of Prolog can lead to significant headaches and bugs. It serves as a cautionary tale for developers, emphasizing the importance of deeply understanding the language's logic and execution model to avoid common pitfalls and produce robust code.
A good reminder that even classic languages have their complexities. Now, moving on to some more diverse headlines from around the tech world. What's going on with Google Maps in Altadena?
Residents of Altadena, California, have noticed something peculiar. Google Maps is showing old satellite images of their area. This has led to confusion and frustration, as the outdated imagery doesn't reflect current developments or landmarks. The reason behind this regression is unclear, sparking discussions among users and highlighting the challenges in maintaining up-to-date global mapping data, even for a tech giant like Google, emphasizing the dynamic nature of geographic information.
An unusual glitch for a global service. Next, let's talk cars, specifically BMW. What's the news on the 6th-gen M3 CS?
BMW is sending off its 6th-generation M3 CS with a special edition that's sure to excite enthusiasts. A manual gearbox and rear-wheel drive. The 2027 M3 CS handshoulder, which translates to manual shifter, is lighter and features three pedals instead of two, catering directly to purists who value the engaging, driver-focused experience of a traditional stick shift. It's a nod to driving heritage in an era increasingly dominated by automatics and electric vehicles.
A true ode to driving enthusiasts. Finally, let's look to the stars and the future of space travel. The U.S. space enterprise is keenly awaiting Starship. What's the latest there?
The U.S. space enterprise is desperately waiting for Starship to deliver on its promise. The program has been a wild ride, as one official put it, experiencing both significant highs and frustrating lows. There's immense pressure and anticipation for Starship to become fully operational, as it's seen as a pivotal component for future lunar missions, Mars exploration, and reducing launch costs. Its success or continued delays will profoundly impact the trajectory of American space endeavors.
A truly high-stakes venture. And for our final story, an unexpected take on organizational dynamics. Actually, Democracy Dies in HR is quite a provocative title. What's that about?
This piece suggests that the principles of democracy and transparency often face significant challenges within corporate human resources departments. It argues that HR, while intended to be a neutral mediator, can sometimes become a bottleneck for open communication, fairness, and accountability within organizations. The article highlights how internal power structures and bureaucratic processes can inadvertently stifle employee voice and decision-making, rather than foster a more equitable workplace environment.
A thought-provoking look at corporate governance. Arohi, thank you for those insights into today's tech news.
My pleasure, Arjiv.
And before we go, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know the first computer mouse, invented by Douglas Engelbart in 1964, was actually made of wood? A far cry from today's precision laser devices. That's all for today's tech news briefing. Thank you for joining us. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi.
We'll be back tomorrow with more headlines. Until then, have a fantastic day.